genocide. Sick from water, sick from air, making money they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, from rain, they burn the kids. No one thinks current trees lie to your face. Fight and die, this God will give. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social side, they don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No more things, countries lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. It is the 5th of April, and the sun's out today, but I have snow in my yard, which is wrong. Any way you look at it, it's wrong. I would imagine the golfers are having a spaz by now, going, what the hell? So we're supposed to get, I think, more snow this week. Not 100% sure, but I think that's the plan. Let me have a boo. And let's see here. Oh, look at this. Look at this. This is big news, folks. Big, big news off the Weather Network. You don't want to miss this, do you? It's been going on since 1970. And we're getting close to the 2018 edition, so you don't want to miss it. Countdown to Earth Day. 16 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 46 seconds. You don't want to miss that. And, you know, hopefully by now, this fraud's been going on so freaking long. Hopefully 2018 Earth Day, you know, you really, what I would like to see is everybody turn every freaking light on in the house. And, I would like you to, you know, just stand on your street corner and go, Happy Fraud Day. Because that's exactly what it is. That's what it's always been. It's about manipulation. It's about getting to you to do something you wouldn't normally do, which is submit to a bunch of international psychotic a-holes. And I don't know why anybody would do that. I mean, sure, people got caught up way back when about the environment. And, of course, that is what Warburg in 1950 at the Senate hearings, when he said there will be world governed by consent or by conquest, Earth Day, the environment, is what he was referring to as mechanisms that can only be solved at the global level. Okay? So they've been grinding you down. They pulled all your manufacturing out of your countries. And now they got you worried about everything you don't need to worry about, because you do not have the capacity to damage the environment. But then Club of Rome said, who is the enemy? Man is the enemy. That would be you. So, you know, you're busy helping the side that wants your demise. You're helping them. which is really stupid. You know, if somebody came to rape your wife, you wouldn't say, honey, honey, you know, help him out. You wouldn't do that. If somebody was, you know, abusing your child, you wouldn't say, you know, why don't you tie him by the feet and hang him from the ceiling? You wouldn't do that. But yet you're all caught up in this fraud called environment. And surely to God, you know, some of you are at least waking up to it. That was a fraud in 1970, the first day they kicked it up, and it's a fraud in 2018. Along with renewable energy, which is a fraud. You know, the whole, it's just one fraud right after the other. Make up a big lie and propagandize the hell out of it from every direction, and people will eventually believe it. My attitude is that everything has a shelf life. I don't care what it is. All products have a shelf life, and this environmental propaganda is just that. It's a product. It's a product that was created to get you to submit to the ideology of the psychopaths that are in control of your lives. But again, everything has a shelf life, and I'm hoping that this 2018 Earth Day, profess that the shelf life is over. Its best before date is way overdue. And you shouldn't consume the propaganda any longer, because it might just make you mentally ill. But then that's okay, because again, the idea is to create a problem. And so many people are full of anxiety today. How can we help these people that we screwed with? Well, we'll put more funding into mental health. I mean, I don't know what it takes for people to understand what's going on. Isn't this great? The government's spending more money on mental health. Why do so many people have mental health problems? Because they created them. They filled you full of anxiety and fear. And now those that abused your mind are here to help you. That's how psychopaths work. And they are most definitely psychopaths. And we need to come to terms with that. And the sooner we do so, the better. So, you know, global warming's a bitch. You know, what's the temperature here? It is 2, feels like -2. And the high temperature was in 1948, just a few years after the forming of the United, holy crap, we're full of garbage and shit, United Nations was formed. And back in 1948, the temperature was 16.7, which means we must have had rampant global warming. Well, why is it only 2 now? Well, simple, because the Earth runs on cycles. And we've gone through the last warming cycle, and now we're into a cooling cycle. And then later on, we'll be into a warming cycle, and then we'll be into a cooling cycle. Just the way the world works. And if you believe that you have the capacity to interfere with the Earth's cycles, then maybe you are a candidate for some mental health help. Possible. Anyways, Friday it is supposed to snow. That would be tomorrow. We're supposed to get some snow tomorrow. And then Saturday it's -2, Sunday -2, Monday 1, Tuesday, April the 10th, 1. Wednesday, we get all the way up to 11. And what's it supposed to be? Let me see. It's supposed to be a normal of about 10 degrees. And we're bouncing between really 1 and minus 2, that does not signify global warming. And they say, well, it's an anomaly. It's not a freaking anomaly. It's the way the Earth dances. But they've got you dancing to their bowl. Forecast Center. Canadians remain in winter's icy grip with snow until May. That's really going to piss the golfers off. And it ain't going to make the farmers none too damned happy either. But hey, it's a consequence of global warming. That's what they're going to tell you. The cold temperatures and the snow we have. I mean, our highway was closed yesterday. And we came down that highway. We didn't realize it was closed. And I wondered why we didn't see any of the cars. But then you couldn't see anything anyways. It was a virtual whiteout for the 8 miles we were on the road. And then we started pounding through snowdrifts on the 4th of April. There's another trending now. Days of difficult travel as snow threat lingers over Ontario. What happened to my global warming? You know, I've been seeing a bunch of robins, and they're looking really quirky because they're going like, we're supposed to be laying eggs now. And like, we're running around freezing our tails off. We're supposed to be eating worms, but they're frozen in the ground. Maybe the birds thought global warming was real. Who knows? But it really makes me ill. Now, here where I live, and I want, well, this doesn't really matter where I live. It's where you live as well. Part of the international game is to curtail the use of fossil fuels. Now, I don't know if we've used up all the dinosaur juice or what, because that's what I was told when I was a child, that oil comes from the rotting carcasses of dinosaurs. So it must have been a hell of a pile of dinosaurs around, because we've been sucking oil out of the ground for a long, long time. Now, what they're finding is that when they abandon the wells they think are empty and they go back to them years later, why, they're full of oil again. How the hell would that happen? Well, it's a natural cycle of the earth, isn't it? Oil did not come from rotting dinosaur carcasses. It's a natural substance that is produced by the earth. But then I don't trust science as far as I could chuck it. So you people who are enthralled by science might want to disagree with me on some stuff, but in the end, you will lose. So now they want to curtail fossil fuels. So we shut down our coal plants in Ontario, all four of them. Ooh. And all we had to do was put the scrubbers on them. And then we still have clean air, clean as you're going to get from a producer of a coal plant. Holds back all the particulate and so on and so forth. But they never put the scrubbers on the coal plants in Ontario because they would have solved the problem. And they don't want to solve the problem. They want to push the problem on you. So then we put up a whole bunch of wind farms and solar panels, which drove the hydro price through the ceiling. And now, here comes the next fraud. They want to stop the use of natural gas and replace it with renewable natural gas from methane from the dumps and from manure. And let's see, if we take the manure away from the land, then we weaken the land even more than it is already presently weakened. I mean, it's all a cycle, right? What goes in the animals, comes out the animals, it's spread on the fields, and it replenishes the soil, and then you grow a crop, and then the animals are fed, and then the manure ends up back on the field, and you have good, healthy land. No, we want to take the manure now and turn it into renewable gas, natural gas. Now, this whole same fraud is what I encountered in 1974, five, somewhere in there, when I was in Calgary, Alberta. And, yeah, they were pushing electric cars and hybrid cars, biodigesters, making energy from manure and other things, and solar panels and windmills, and all nine yards. And it all fell by the wayside because that wasn't the purpose of it in the first place. The purpose of it was to open our borders and save us from the Saudi oil crisis. Total and complete fraud. Now we're back. That was in the early, mid-70s, probably earlier 70s. And here we are in 2018, pushing the same damned agenda, which was a fraud in the 70s, which is a fraud today. And they're spending a freaking fortune to bring, and this is what kills me. It's all being promoted as natural gas coming to our area because we don't have natural gas. But it's not natural gas. It's biogas. Now, people are just wait. They can't wait for this natural gas to show up. The papers don't call it biogas. They'll call it renewable natural gas. They just call it natural gas because it's another con game. Now, the people up here in rural Ontario are suffering badly from this ridiculous increase in electricity prices. So now the same people who thought renewable energy was a good idea have seen the consequences of the fraud. And now they're all excited about natural gas coming to the area. And it's being promoted that their energy costs will lessen because of natural gas, because hydro bills went so high that we need to bring natural gas in to alleviate the problem of the high energy prices. Well, the problem is it's not natural gas. And the gas and electricity rates are controlled by the OEB, which basically was set up by Enron, whose job was to manipulate energy prices. So the same thing's going to go on with the went on with the windmill. These people are going to set up biodigesters and that to feed the natural gas pipelines with renewable natural gas. And they're going to be paid a large premium to do so because, of course, somehow or another, that's saving the planet. So my advice to anyone that is considering switching over to natural gas, don't do it. Because once you switch out, okay, once the people in the rural area here switch out their heating systems or cooking systems or hot water systems to natural gas, and you've invested this money to try to save money, the exact same thing is going to happen to your gas prices as what happened to the electrical prices. It's going to go through the freaking ceiling. It's not about saving the environment. It is about bleeding you dry. Okay, and you go back to good old Morris Strong from UNEP. Al Gore's partner in crime. Rockefeller's bum boy. China's bum boy. And the whole thing is about forcing you, not asking you, but forcing you to use upwards of 75% less energy than you presently use. And then behind that comes the same thing with water. Now, you just imagine your lives for a minute using 75% less energy and 75% less water. And you're going, we're not hardly using any energy or water now. Hey, but we got to save the planet, right? So all of your sewer systems, all of your water systems, just like your hydro system and your gas system, are being sold off to multinational corporations. And they are going to hurt you big time. You've already been hurt big time. What does it take? Now, up here in the municipality of King Carden, where I live, when they came to hustle people on the idea of wind energy, and they were pushing it, you know, the farmers, it's another crop. You can farm the wind, and it'll create lots of jobs. And tourists will come from everywhere to see this beautiful landscape of whirligigs stuck in the fields, costing everyone big time. So the municipality of King Carden actually rented office space in the municipal hall to the wind companies. To help the fraud along. There's a lot of pushback on that. A lot of people ain't happy with these windmills. They're not happy with the price of electricity. So now part of the municipality is the telephone system. And if you go downtown to Bruce Telecom, they now have a desk in there for a natural gas company to promote natural gas. So the same municipality now has moved the fraud from the municipal hall over to the telecom, but it's still a fraud. Now I actually have someone from Boost Telecom recorded who agrees that all these headlines about natural gas coming to rural Ontario are false. Because it's not natural gas that's coming, it's renewable natural gas, biogas. And you're going to have to set up these biogas creators in order to produce this stuff to put in the pipeline. Now, who's going to pay for that? Well, multinational companies, because they're going to get a premium, just like they did on wind and solar. And your price of natural, so-called natural gas is going to go through the ceiling. So that's just a heads up if anybody's listening from this neck of the woods. Pay attention, please. I mean, it's so simple. All you got to do is, I mean, it takes seconds nowadays to track down the documents. You know, it doesn't take a lot of effort. I mean, I told people it's got to be 5 years ago now that this natural gas thing that they were promoting, maybe it's longer than 5 years ago, that they were promoting. I think they started promoting as soon as they got the windmills up, which is more than 5 years ago. And, you know, the documentation was all there. They write everything down. So they're setting you up to get hosed one more time. And your life is going to be run by multinational corporations who are going to feed off of you till you can't be fed off any longer. And, I mean, they're really coming at us now. I mean, they're going to do the same thing with water as they did with electricity, and they're going to use smart meters. And they're going to restrict you through price points. you know, really kills me. People going, you know, we're doing everything we can to save electricity. What's the point? I mean, what's the point? The less you use, the more the price goes up. The more you spend to save, the more the price goes up. Because those who set up the so-called renewable energy have got solid, guaranteed payback from the government. So they don't have any option. The less you use, the more they got to charge you so they can pay the guys that are part of the fraud. And at some point, people are going to have to stand up. Or you're going to be living in a hut with no electricity and no energy. These people are ruthless. And they're amoral. And they're psychopaths. And for some reason, we keep bowing down to whatever they tell us we got to bow down to, which is makes no sense. No how, no way. Does it make any sense? Now, I don't know if I can find this. I heard a guy today who, let me see if I can dig that out again. Where was that? Let me see if I can dig this thing. Where, let me look here. Where is that? Is this an urgent red alert? Maybe this is it. Let me take a look. Yeah, this is it here. Now, I haven't looked at this thing, but I didn't have to because I knew basically what it was about anyways. But what we have here, and it's unfortunate because, you know, it's video red alert. Bill C-75, it says, the worst bill yet from the Liberal government. Now, we have a guy on here who's quite upset. And this is a different link. I don't have the guy's name here, which I had off the other link. Let me see if I can find the other link. Because I had the guy's name. So I listened to his video, and he's all freaking out about this Bill 75, C-75 or whatever. And but then he's blaming the liberals. He can't seem to wrap his head around. I mean, maybe this is it here, isn't it? This might be it. Yeah, this is it. So we have this red alert, C-75, the worst bill yet from the Liberal government, by Frank Vaughn. Now, I don't recall seeing this Frank Vaughn before, but he's angry. He's upset. He is yammering away about C-75, which is the restructuring of our legal system or justice system. Now, you know, I did get a reply on this. Frank Vaughn, I will enlighten you, my friend, but not right this. Anyways, this guy's yammering on about this Bill C-75, like it come out of nowhere, and it's a liberal problem, and if Stephen Harper was in power, this would have never happened. And so on and so forth. And, you know, I just put a comment in. Frank, I'm glad you're angry, but listening to your video, it is more than obvious you don't know much about the history of or what Canada is. Now, Frank replied here, It says, please enlighten me. Is this where you reveal to me that we are a constitutional monarchy? No. No, not even close, Frank. Not even close. The ignorance of my people floors me. It really, truly does. If you hear anybody, and I mean anybody, yammering on about the right or the left, you know you're talking to either a player or listening to a player, or he or she is an idiot. Anybody stuck in this right-left paradigm thinking that the right is better than the left or the left is better than the right, you should not listen to these people, because they're either deceiving you or they're fools. And you shouldn't be listening to fools, and you shouldn't be listening to deceivers. Because both are quite dangerous. I got to get my cat. Just fell off the desk, and he's really, really old. And, yeah, just a second, put. Come on, get out of there.
He's really hurt.
Well, of course he's hurt. Well, get him out from under there. My poor cat, he's about 18 years old. And he's having a few problems. Not as many problems, really, as Canadians are. He's lived a long, good life. And he rolled off the desk and landed on the baseboard heater behind the desk. But he'll get over it. But we have some getting over things here. And that is that we got to smarten up. This guy just belly aches about the liberals. And he's belly aching about Bill C-75. And it's the supposed streamlining of our judicial system. And he got a couple of things right. One is that it comes down harder and puts more restrictions on licensed gun owners, you know, the people that don't go around shooting at people. And I haven't read the thing in its entirety yet, but apparently if a cop gives you a swat in the head and you assume it's just a statutory problem, which would be at best a minor fine and reduces fines for terrorisms or hiding dead bodies or pedophilia. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Or child marriages. And he's all excited about this. He's mad. Well, I'm glad he's mad, or angry, because anger is a gift. But he's angry at the Liberal Party. He's not angry at himself. He's not angry at his fellow Canadians for being so stupid for so long. Which means that he's either, you know, blaming the Liberals and telling people to vote Conservative, which is, well, just stupid. Because they are the right and left boot on the global tyranny they're bringing to us and have been since before World War I. But he's angry now because of this particular bill. And I'm happy he's angry. And everybody should be angry. Should have been angry a very, 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 very long time ago. Would have been the proper time to get angry. But anything that gets people to stand up. But, you know, when I read the comments, because he's yammering on about the liberals, right? And, you know, screw the liberals. But it's not the liberals. Okay? It started with the formation. Well, it started long before the formation of the League of Nations, but the League of Nations was the first real entity that you could look at. And then has moved along ever since into the United Nations. But these people are psychopaths. They're amoral. And how can we kick Jihad Justin Trudeau out of office? Justin is following the agenda of Albert Pike and three world wars. And number three is happening and being even more set up. Well, we've been in World War III since the end of World War II. Because World War III was already set up before the end of World War II, which brought us the United Nations and the State of Israel. None of it by accident. All of it by design. And World War III, at least here in the West, is a spiritual, psychological war. And because it's a spiritual, psychological war, it's a war that we can win. It's also a war we must win. We have no options. We must win this war. Three strikes and you're out. And they suckered us once, they suckered us twice, and now they're trying to sucker us this time. This time, of course, it is psychological. It is about you saving the environment. It is about you using pronouns. They made your minds so weak, and your spine's weak, and your spirit's weak. They think they can come in and take us down with a spiritual psychological war. Well, this war is actually quite easy to win. Because they can't bomb the West. They know they can't bomb the West because you can't sell that anyway. No way to sell it. So they've chosen a psychological, spiritual war to finish us off. And we have all the capacity to win if we so desire. If we don't desire to win, then we won't win. And we will suffer the consequences as laid out in their plans. And then we will have no one to blame but ourselves. Blaming politicians, I mean, that seems to be as much of an active pastime as who won the hockey game. Or who's the guest on Oprah today. You got to come to terms with the fact that there is no right, there is no left. Okay, there's a program that's being implemented by the so-called right and the so-called left, who take turns to move you to a place you don't ever want to arrive at. We're out. Outside entities control every aspect of your life, which they already do. We allowed them to control every aspect of our lives. We allowed them to grow these humongous bureaucracies. And we didn't do anything about it. Because we were still kind of comfortable playing the right-left game. There never was a right-left game. It was just a game. The right-left, where did they come from? Well, they were set up. The legislature was set up, right-left, to keep you arguing with each other, to keep you divided so they could conquer you. I mean, history states a divided nation ain't going to stand long. And yet this guy in this video, Frank whatever his name is here, Frank Vaughn. I'm going to get a hold of him. Maybe I'll get him on the show and figure out whether he's just another player or he's just confused and doesn't know his history and is just blowing off at the bit here about the liberals. So they've kept us divided so they could conquer us. They allowed us to build everything in our nations in the West. And now they intend to destroy everything we built in the West. You know, it's kind of like that song. Song. Masters of War by Bob Dylan, where he says, you build to destroy. That's exactly what they do. But they don't build anything. The good men and women build everything as planned. They plan what we're going to build. They plan when we're going to tear it down. But this time they're coming in for the kill. Now, when you consider that we in Canada, so-called Canada, I don't even like using the word anymore, because there's nothing more than a corporation, and you're nothing more than a corporate slave. I know that irritates people, but facts are facts. But the fact is that we have more resources per capita than anywhere else on the planet. And yet, our nation continues to go into debt, which isn't real debt, but debt. More and more people are finding it harder and harder to keep a roof over their head. The homelessness rate in this country is rising exponentially. The poverty rate is rising exponentially. And how is that possible? How is any of this possible when we live on the richest piece of ground on the planet? How is this possible? Well, really, it's not possible, but we allowed it to happen. And we still have way too many people out there running around. We got to save the planet. No, we have to save ourselves, because ain't nobody coming to save you except you. Now, you multiply you by several million, and then we can go take control of what is lawfully ours. Because possession is 90% of the law. Everything that was built on these lands, we built. Politicians don't build anything. Preachers don't build anything. School teachers don't build anything. Police don't build anything. And so on and so forth. Yet these are all the authorities that keep you under their thumb. Like little children. Little whiny children. So it's time that we grow up. There's nothing fears the excuse me, the global psychopaths more than moral men and women. There is nothing that fears them more. So, you know, they bastardized your moral fortitude. They keep you in a childlike state, childlike position. Always bowing to the so-called authority. And in that state, they have their way with you. And we have to put a stop to that. Plain and simple. There are no choices. And we're going to have to get strong. You don't have to be physically strong. You can be in a wheelchair. You don't have to be physically strong because this is a psychological, spiritual war. And that's how we fight it. And that's how we win it. Simple as that. And if we refuse to do what needs to be done, then again, like I said, you have nobody. You have no right whatsoever to blame anybody except the one staring you back at you when you look in the mirror in the morning to brush your hair. That's the problem. But it's also the solution. So you decide whether you're going to continue to be the problem or you're going to become part of the solution. A nation where we build and grow. We build what we need. We grow our food. We cleanse our lands of these global psychopaths. We get back to treating our land the way the Creator wanted us to create the land, gave us everything to keep the land healthy, to grow us healthy food. All of that we allowed to have taken away from us. They took all the seed and locked it up in seed banks. And in return, you got GMO. And you bought the line that we have to do GMO in order to save and feed the planet. Bull crap to that. Always getting suckered by the propaganda. Take heed, no man deceive you. And if you don't take heed that no man deceives you, well, then that's your problem. Again, you ain't got nobody to blame but yourselves. Now, I am bound and determined that Canada will be the light for the rest of the world to follow. Not a bunch of quivering, fearful fools living in the richest land on the planet, watching their fellows become homeless and hungry, and hoping it doesn't happen to them. We're making these dumbass excuses. Well, they must have done something wrong. No, you're on the same hit list. You may be surviving it right now, but they're just going to keep it ramping up until they take you down as well. And then what are you going to do about it? Whine to the government? That would be foolish. That's what I call the wife abuse syndrome. Now, before we get out of here tonight, I'm gonna go through this bill C-75, maybe do a show on it, but I haven't had time to go through it, and maybe tonight I'll get through it, and I got to get back to the guy that posted it, or the guy that was bitching about it, and see if I can't have a little chat with him. I think he's probably pretty angry with my comment, which would be fine, because it may motivate him to go and do some real research instead of playing the right-left game, which is a fool's game at best. Now, I have worked with Michael Schmidt over a fair number of years now, and Michael's been fighting for the right of people to have nourishing foods if they so desire. But the government says, no can do. And after 25 years struggle, they put an injunction in, and while they're still milking the cows, because you have to milk cows, these are all range-fed cows, no injections. Actually, really, damn tasty, man. I'll tell you, it ain't like the crap you buy in the store. But there's a story here that is in the our good old Communist Broadcasting Corporation news, which you fund, which again isn't really bright, you know. Why are you funding the propaganda machine that's getting in your head to get you to submit to global tyranny? That doesn't make any sense either. But anyways, why does the Newfoundland Labrador government want to keep documents about milk quality secret? Well, simple, because the quality of your milk is garbage, just like the quality of everything else you're stuffing in your face is garbage. It's not the foods that our grandparents and great-grandparents and those before them consumed. They consumed real food, the very food that Michael has been trying to offer to people that want it for many years, but the government doesn't like that. And there's been millions upon millions upon millions of dollars wasted on both sides. So I just threw this in, and it's true. Milk in Canada is about monopoly and money. Because the governments, the provincial governments, have a monopoly over milk. And it all goes through milk boards, milk marketing boards. But they control it. And they don't want anybody else in the milk business. Because that would take away their money. The government believes it has complete authority over what you ingest. Or as Kissinger said, control the food, control the people. He also said, control the oil, control the nation. And we don't control our oil and we don't control our food. And it is getting harder by the day to get access to real food or healthy food. Why? Why is that? Well, they don't want you to have a healthy body or mind. Why is that? Well, they don't want you, because it's easier to control those who are weak of the spirit, mind, and spine. And that is a fact. And the time has come to take back control of our food. You always have a choice. There's always two sides of a coin. So the time has come to take back control of our food or continue to suffer the consequences. Which is all of these diseases that never existed in our grandparents' and great-grandparents' day. You know, all I have to do is look at my great-grandparents and my grandparents to know that they were strong of the spirit, mind, and spine. And they ate healthy food, unadulterated food, non-additive food, non-GMO food. They didn't take vaccinations. They didn't drink fluoride. And they lived to be a very healthy old age. But there's a big difference between living a long time and sitting in a government home, you know, with drool hanging out the corner of your mouth as they come and give you your daily dose of pharmaceuticals. My grandparents and great-grandparents never were in that position. They lived healthy, long lives. But they didn't subject their minds or bodies or their spirits to the garbage that we subject ourselves to today. They weren't as easily manipulated as we are today. In fact, our forefathers in that, I swear, if they could get out of their graves, man, we'd be getting some serious slaps up the back of the head. asking how it is that we became so weak and so pathetically stupid that we fall for all of this propaganda. They would be absolutely disgusted with where we have allowed ourselves to be taken. So we've got to grow up, people. This is a war. It is the Third World War. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And like I said, it's not a shoot 'em up war. It's a spiritual, psychological war. Good versus evil. You know, so maybe it's time we all put our white hats on and got on our white horses and stood above the evil that holds us down, that manipulates us, that deceives us, that harms us. You know, maybe it's time to get up on that moral high horse and stand above the evil that presently stands above us. No is a very, very, very powerful word that most people don't know how to use. We need to strengthen each other. We need to come together, mount our moral high horses, look down on these global psychopaths, just simply tell them we get it now, and we're done with you. And we're moving you out. And if you ain't moving out, we'll incarcerate you so you don't harm yourselves or anybody else. The world is fine. The earth is healthy. You do not have the capacity to hurt the earth. Yet we allow ourselves to be harmed by these psychopaths who took control of the earth. And we have to reverse this. And people say, well, we can't do anything. Where do you come up with nonsense like that? Oh, right, you're still in the childlike state. We can do everything about it. We have to take control of our nations because they are our nations. And all the resources here are our resources. They belong to each and every man, woman, and child that live here. It is our job as a nation, the people, the moral men and women, to make proper use of our resources for our people. Not like the United Nations Universal Human Rights, where everyone has the right to adequate this, that, and the other thing. Well, who decides what adequate is? Well, if we let them, they will. Can't allow that to happen. Anyways, we're out of time.
Come on.
Selling
lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for them more. They shoot.